This is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. Over the years, I had the honor, the pleasure of delivering commencement addresses. Anything from elementary school to high school to universities, colleges, acknowledge those individuals that are have a rites of passage to give advice, or we're there to celebrate. I always had a 6-minute presentation. Anything more than that is self-indulgent, that I wanted to bring hope, to acknowledge the work of those individuals that are graduating, and to provide some helpful hints. In Bern, Kansas, there were 5 graduates. 4 out of 5 actually attended K-State. The 5th was convicted of murder in Miami. When I delivered a high school address in La Crosse, Kansas, there were fans at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in a gymnasium that had no air conditioning. The superintendent wanted to bring a point that there's going to be a referendum in the fall to put air conditioning in the gymnasium. Lo and behold, that referendum passed after that commencement. In Gypsum, Kansas, the senior class put Ex-Lax in the brownies that were part of their last meal in the cafeteria. And each graduate, when they came to the stage, gave the principal a roll of toilet paper. It was a joyous occasion in the gymnasium at Gypsum, Kansas. Reverend Phelps would protest all of my commencement addresses at Kansas State. He hated individuals that were gay and lesbian, and he wanted to make sure that message was loud and clear. My message to Reverend Phelps always was, we do not hate, that we're a society that welcomes and encourages all individuals to be the best they can be. But Phelps had a different way of looking at the world and gave us a chance to give voice to those that maybe were not heard. I remember a commencement address in Lynn, Kansas. On the announcement, the graduates, they mostly had the same name. And the Oldie family was throughout the community. Commencement addresses can be encouraging. I always talked about finding your passion. Learning is a lifetime experience. Growth is very important. I'd encourage our graduates, whether they were 6th graders or high school seniors or college, university graduates, to take care of themselves. It's important that they invest in their own physical and mental well-being. I also make sure that they understand the importance of voting and engaged in their community.
To acknowledge the fact that they achieved this moment in their own personal lives, probably on the shoulders of giants. They didn't do it alone. They had partners and spouses and parents and grandparents and fellow classmates and mentors, coaches that helped them along the way. And it's an opportunity for them to pause and thank those that made a difference in their lives.